As a jam track plays in the background, you can feel the excitement building for your listeners. 30 years of fantastic audio productions, but where did it all begin? Let's flip the switch. Back into time.
Harvey Marcus, WALR.
This tape has been produced and distributed by Jonathan Wolfert.
That's all. Years before JAM Productions, there was a JMW Productions. That's right, folks. All on his own, that very young jingle collector, writer, and producer.
John Wolfert.
More jingles just for you. Hams, wings, sound, merriment too.
Hey, I think I know who's singing there. Slow it down.
JMW Studios.
Nah, I'm wrong. It's not Jim Clancy. One of my favorite pre-jam cuts was when John was in the control booth as a client. What you're about to hear is a slightly scoped recording session of the single-syllable word on. The amazing thing about this, to this old jingle collector anyway, is the fact that the Voices of Pams were about to record this. That historic sound of Pams' voices created by seven artists stacked for a full, rich, big 14-voice sound was about to record
let's do John on.
This is great.
We'll try to get him in tune. He wants to use his name separately. He also wants to use it with On the Sound of Potsdam, so we got to give him an on all by itself, and don't worry, he'll piece it together. He's the handiest guy with a razor blade I've ever seen. One, two, three.
On.
Yeah, I like that. One, two, three.
On.
That's at least a $50 on.
Well, we finally got them down to the irreducible minimum, didn't we?
Jingles are getting shorter all the time.
Been talking about it for...
Here we go.
One, two, three.
On.
Okay, let's move. Oh, thank you, group, to 1974 to listen to some of the very first official jam jingles.
The audio world of MM. The thing just went ding dong. Somebody's at the door.
Ding dong.
I told you you wouldn't believe me.
Ding dong, dinner's ready.
Thing just ding dong.
Got a lot of uses for yeah. The thing just went ding dong.
I'll take a copy of this.
This'll syndicate like crazy.
Okay.
One other a cappella that the singers really got a kick out of singing was for My Brother's Delicatessen. My brother Pete wanted to try an experiment in 1974 by removing all of the cold cuts in his delicatessen. He just sold hot brick oven bread and some other delicacies, but no cold cuts. Well, that idea didn't work. And when he brought back cold cuts, Jam produced this cut, which brought everyone back into
Pete's Delicatessen and Bakery presents Cold Cuts.
Thanks, Jam. Thanks for 30 years of fantastic audio production along with thoughtful preservation. From an old jingle collecting friend,
Mike Moore.
That's yours too.